Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Donald Trump was elected U.S. president with a comeback 4 years after he was voted out of the White House and ushering in a new American leadership likely to test democratic institutions at home and relations abroad. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on NATO's reaction to the Donald Trump victory.
NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte has congratulated Donald Trump, saying, likely more in hope than in certainty, that he looks forward to working with him again to advance peace through strength in the face of a growing number of challenges globally, he says, including the increasing alignment of China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran.
Charles de Ledesma for the AP. President Joe Biden also plans to call Trump and will speak publicly about the election results, NBC News reported, citing a White House official. As the United States wakes to news of the presidential election, reactions are ranging from the elated to the mortified. Summer Thaman is from North Carolina.
Honestly, I'm still a little in shock. I'm still processing. That was the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning. And if I'm being completely honest, I wasn't expecting it to go this way.
World leaders across Europe and South America expressed mixed tones, with some celebrating the Trump victory and others focusing more on collaboration. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez wrote on X, quote, "We will work on our strategic bilateral relations and on a strong transatlantic partnership," unquote. While Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's former president, wrote, quote, "Today, we witnessed the resurgence of a true warrior, a man who, even after facing a brutal electoral process in 2020 and an unjustifiable judicial persecution, has risen again, as few in history have managed to do," unquote. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, sparking protests around Israel. The move comes as Israel continues to fight in both Gaza and Lebanon. Some in Israel say the move could endanger the country's security. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that he was firing his popular defense minister, thousands of Israelis were in the streets to protest. Police used force to break up the protests and dozens were arrested. Netanyahu said he fired Gallant because he did not trust him anymore. In the midst of a war, more than ever, full trust is required between the prime minister and defense minister, Netanyahu said. Some Israeli analysts said Netanyahu fired Gallant in an effort to preserve his coalition and stay in power. The leaders of Israel's opposition parties responded harshly to Netanyahu's move, with opposition leader Yair Lapid calling it an act of insanity by an incompetent prime minister. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
20 Israeli strikes on Lebanon's Baalbek Hermel governorate on Wednesday have killed 30 people and wounded 35, the governor said on X. The Israeli army said some 50 rockets crossed from Lebanon in a barrage that was partly intercepted. There were several impacts on the ground, including a rocket hitting a storage site. No casualties were reported. Hezbollah chief Naim Qassem said on Wednesday that only developments on the battlefield, not political moves, would bring an end to the hostilities between the Lebanese armed group and the Israeli military. When the enemy decides to stop the aggression, there will be a path to negotiations that we have defined clearly. We demand indirect negotiations through the Lebanese state and parliamentary president Berry, who holds the banner of the political resistance, which leads to Lebanon's stature and the end of the aggression. Sirens sounded before sunset in Tel Aviv for the second time on Wednesday. The Israeli army said one rocket launched from Lebanon was intercepted. Earlier on Wednesday, Hezbollah said it had fired missiles at a military base near Ben-Gurion Airport, Israel's main international gateway. According to two U.S. officials, North Korean troops were engaged in combat in Russia's Kursk region for the first time. One of the officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said they took part in combat on November 4th. The officials did not say whether there were any North Korean casualties and did not provide further details on the engagement. Hurricane Rafael is barreling towards Cuba and is forecast to make landfall in western Cuba as a major Category 3 hurricane. Rafael is expected to slam into Cuba on Wednesday. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.